Welcome to Burning Lab Podcast, the daily refresh for your life. Jesus is the center of everything we do. Burning Lab Church.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Estoy muy contenta de estar aquí con ustedes.
I'm going to be speaking to you about the worshiping bride.
Voy a hablar con ustedes de la novia que adora.
If you could open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 7.
Lucas capítulo 7.
Verse 36, and we're going to read to the verse 50.
Verso 36, y vamos a orar hasta el verso 50.
When you have it, say, I got it.
Cuando lo tengas, di, lo tengo.
Luke 7:36 says, when one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.
Uno de los fariseos invitó a Jesús a comer, así que fue a la casa del fariseo y se sentó a la mesa.
A woman in that town who had lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume.
Ahora bien, vivía aquel pueblo una mujer que tenía fama de pecadora. Cuando ella se enteró de que Jesús estaba comiendo en la casa del fariseo, se presentó con un frasco de alabastro lleno de perfume.
As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
Llorando, se arrojó a los pies de Jesús, de manera que se los bañaba en lágrimas. Luego se le secó con los cabellos, también se los besaba y se los ungía con el perfume.
When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.
Al ver esto, el fariseo, gracias, que se le había invitado, dijo para sí, si este hombre fuera profeta, sabría quién es la que lo está tocando y la clase de mujer que es una pecadora.
Verse 40, Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you.
Entonces Jesús dijo a manera de respuesta, Simón, tengo algo que decirte.
Tell me, teacher, he said.
Dime, maestro, respondió.
He said, two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50.
Dos hombres debían dinero a cierto prestamista. Uno debía 500 monedas de plata y el otro 50.
Neither of them had money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them do you think will love him more?
Como no tenían con qué pagarle, el prestamista perdonó la deuda a los dos. Ahora bien, ¿cuál de los dos lo amará más?
Simon replied, well, I suppose the one who had a bigger debt forgiven. You have judged correctly, Jesus said.
Supongo que aquel a quien más le he perdonado, contestó Simón. Has juzgado bien, dijo Jesús.
He said, then he turned to the woman, said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet.
Luego se volvió hacia la mujer y dijo a Simón, ¿ves a esta mujer? Cuando entré en tu casa, no me diste agua para los pies, pero ella me ha bañado los pies en lágrimas y me los ha secado con su cabello.
You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whomever has been forgiven little, loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, who is this whom even sin forgives sins?
Tú no me besaste, pero ella desde que entré no ha dejado de besarme los pies. Tú no me ungiste la cabeza con aceite, pero ella me ungió los pies con perfume. Por esto te digo, si ella ha amado mucho, es que sus muchos pecados han sido perdonados. Pero a quien poco se le perdona, poco ama. Entonces le dijo Jesús a ella, tus pecados quedan perdonados.
Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
Tu fe te ha salvado, dijo a la mujer, vete en paz.
I think that church culture has created a wrong concept about
worship. Creo que
la
cultura de la iglesia ha tenido un mal concepto de la adoración.
We have put within the frame or the context of church and boxed what worship is. or what worship isn't.
Hemos puesto el contexto de adoración en una caja o lo que es adoración.
We have said worship is a platform.
Hemos dicho que la adoración es una plataforma.
That worship is a set that we create within the four walls of where we meet.
Que es algo que nosotros hacemos dentro de cuatro paredes.
It is something that we can do.
Si es algo que podemos hacer.
Within those four walls.
Dentro de esas cuatro paredes.
But it is not the definition of worship.
Pero esa no es la definición de la adoración.
Worship is not how much influence you have on social media.
La adoración no es cuánta influencia tú tienes en las redes sociales.
Worship is not how many likes you get on this beautiful post that you posted.
O cuántos me gustan garras cuando pones una foto.
Worship is not whoever gets the mic up here with the lights faced on you.
La adoración no es quien agarra un micrófono y una luz hacia ellos.
Worship is not the applause.
La adoración no son aplausos.
It's not the applause of man.
No es el aplauso del hombre.
It's not whether you've gone viral or not.
No es si te fuiste viral o no.
It's not even how much you pray and how much you read the
word. O cuánto oras o cuánto lees la palabra.
Worship is a life that is surrendered and yielded to the bridegroom.
La adoración es una vida rendida a Dios.
Someone who worships,
alguien que adora,
is a bride who has their eyes fixed on him, desiring only to love him.
Es una amada que solamente desea amarlo.
Es una novia.
Novia.
And so this is a concept that we tend to gravitate towards because it's easy.
Este es un concepto que nosotros agarramos porque es algo fácil.
It's easy to get the limelight and to get invited and to do this thing or the other.
Es muy fácil que seas invitada y que hagas esto y lo otro.
But a yielded life.
Pero una vida rendida.
A surrendered life.
Una vida rendida.
A life laid down.
Una vida completamente rendida.
The apostle Paul said it this way in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
El apóstol Pablo dijo,
he said, therefore I urge you brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, that you offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
Romanos 12:1. Por lo tanto, hermanos, tomad en cuenta la misericordia de Dios. Ruego que cada uno de ustedes en adoración espiritual ofrezca su cuerpo como sacrificio vivo, santo y agradable a Dios.
In the light of all that Christ has done, a la luz de todo lo que Jesús ha hecho, in the view of God's mercy,
en la vista de la misericordia de Dios,
as you see everything that Jesus has done for you,
mientras ves todo lo que Dios ha hecho por ti,
he says the only reasonable act or response to that,
la única respuesta hacia eso,
is your whole life laid down for all of your life.
Es tu vida entregada.
Toda tu vida entregada por el resto de tu vida. This is your reasonable service, that you would surrender your life at the feet of Jesus.
Es de nosotros entregar y dar rendimiento en nuestra vida a Jesús.
Something happened to this woman.
Algo pasó a esta mujer.
I can just use my imagination.
Solo puedo usar mi imaginación.
To say this.
De decir esto.
She was a woman with a reputation.
Era una mujer con una reputación.
She was a woman that was talked about in the town.
Era una mujer que hablaban de ella en el pueblo.
People knew about her.
La gente sabía de ella.
And it wasn't a very good thing.
Y no era algo muy bueno.
The Bible says that she was a sinful woman.
La Biblia dice que ella era una pecadora.
But what really impacts me about this woman,
pero lo que verdaderamente me impacta de esta
is that
mujer,
she was willing to lay down everything at the feet of
que
Jesus.
Ella estaba dispuesta de rendir todo a los pies de Jesús.
The scripture says that she had learned about him.
La escritura dice que ella sabía de él.
She must have heard some pretty amazing things about Jesus.
Creo que
in order to respond in this manner.
Creo que había escuchado cosas maravillosas de él para responder esta manera.
Some words must have impacted her heart for her to say, I'm going there and I'm taking something that's going to cost me everything.
Algunas palabras la impactaron que ella dijo, yo voy a ir aunque me cueste todo.
This woman was first drawn to Jesus.
Esta mujer primero fue llamada o atraída a Jesús.
And so she says, I'm going to that house.
Voy a ir a esa casa.
And I really don't care what's happening in that house.
Y no me importa lo que está sucediendo.
I've gone for one reason and one alone.
Por una razón y una simple razón.
What would happen if we would show up to the house of the Lord and say, I really don't care who's singing, I don't care who's speaking, I came for one reason and alone.
¿Qué pasaría si yo viniera a la casa de Dios y dijera, no me importa quién está hablando, cantando, vengo por una sola razón?
I came to bring something costly to the one that my soul loves.
Vengo a traer algo caro que mi alma ama.
What did she hear?
¿Qué es lo que escuchó?
That made her bring something so costly.
Que la hizo traer algo tan costoso.
Theologians say that what she brought cost approximately a year's wages.
Dicen los teólogos que lo que ella trajo eran como
un salario de
un año.
I don't know what you make in a year.
No sé lo que tú haces en un año.
But can you imagine bringing all of that salary and just saying, Lord, I'm going to give it to you?
Imagínate traer todo ese salario y decir, Dios, te lo entrego.
I don't know I'm going to pay the bills this year.
Yo no sé cómo va a pagar los biles este año.
Here it goes, Lord, 30,000, Lord.
Señor, aquí te va 30,000.
But this lady,
pero esta señora,
knew that it was more than this.
Sabía que era más que esto.
She knew that it was deeper than this.
Ella sabía que era más profundo que esto.
She had been drawn to Jesus.
Ella había sido atraída a Jesús.
And as she responds, like Helen said, and
ella
said yes,
como Helen dijo, sí,
she begins to be captivated.
Ella empezó a ser cautivada.
And that captivation provokes her to surrender to Jesus.
La provocó a rendirse a Jesús.
Luke 7:38 says, as she stood behind him at his feet, she began to wet his feet with her tears.
Lucas 7.
Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. She's locked eyes with him. He's all that matters.
Él es lo único que importa.
Maybe in that house,
quizás en esa casa,
people were whispering.
Estaban murmurando.
Man, look at that girl.
Mira esa mujer.
Could you believe that?
¿Puedes creerlo?
Of all the people here they could put to do that, they put her.
De todas las mujeres que podía hacer eso, la pusieron a ella.
Have you heard what she's
¿Has
done?
Escuchado lo que ha hecho?
I can imagine that murmuring and gossiping was being heard all around that place.
Me puedo imaginar la murmuración, el chisme en ese lugar.
She did not care.
A ella no le importó.
She did not care.
A ella no le importó.
Her ears were not attuned to anyone or anything else but Jesus.
Sino a Jesús.
She said, I don't care what you have to say about me.
No me importa lo que tienes que decir de mí.
I don't care what you think about me.
O lo que piensas de mí.
If somebody knows my past, it's that man right there.
Y si alguien conoce mi pasado, es ese
hombre. I'm so thankful and in love with him. I've got to give him something that cost me.
Estoy agradecida y enamorada con él que le tengo que dar algo caro.
Her past didn't stop her.
Su pasado no la detenió.
What people thought about her didn't matter.
Lo que la gente pensaba de ella no importaba.
And who was watching?
Y quién la estaba viendo no le importó.
A worshiping bride.
Una novia adoradora.
Is one that is drawn.
Es una que es atraída.
A worshiping bride is one that is captivated.
Una novia adoradora es una que es cautivada.
And a worshiping bride is one that is surrendered.
Y es una que se rinde.
So many times the things that we've been through,
muchas cosas que hemos pasado,
the things that we've suffered,
que hemos sufrido,
the traumas,
los traumas,
the judgments,
el juzgar,
the criticism,
la crítica,
and all the things that we've endured,
y todo lo que hemos pasado,
rather than taking us to him, we allow them to pull us away from him.
En vez de que nos acerque a él, permitimos que nos aleje.
Well, it's just because I'm too broken.
Ah, es que estoy muy quebrantada.
How could God ever use me?
¿Cómo Dios me puede usar a mí?
Now I'm not calling you a donkey or anything, but if he can use a donkey, he can use anybody.
Si él puede usar un burro, él puede hacer cualquier persona.
You see what I'm trying to convey to you?
¿Sabes lo que te quiero decir?
All these things that she carried,
que todo lo que
she
ella cargaba,
didn't go to anyone else.
No fue a nadie más.
She finally found
finalmente
encontró the one whom her soul loves.
Al que ama su alma.
She finally found that every other lover
finalmente
would fail.
Encontró que cualquier otro amor
but
falló.
She realized that there was one.
Pero se dio cuenta que había
one
uno
that could even touch the very depths of her soul.
Que podía tocar lo más profundo de su
one
alma.
One that could go to even when she was in her mother's womb.
Uno que podía ir hasta el vientre de su madre.
One that could touch the abuse, the drama, and the pain.
El que podía tocar el abuso, el drama y el dolor.
He was the only one.
Fue el único
that could change everything.
Que podía cambiar todo.
And as she's at his feet,
y mientras ella está postrada a sus pies,
she feels what every woman longs for.
Ella sintió lo que toda mujer anhela.
Safety.
Seguridad.
She said, I can be transparent and open with him.
Ella dijo, yo puedo ser transparente y abrirme con él.
Do you know that he knows everything about you?
¿Sabes que él conoce todo de ti?
Do you know that he knows your past,
¿sabes que él conoce
your present,
tu pasado, tu presente,
and your future?
¿Y tu futuro?
And do you know that Ephesians chapter 1, Apostle Paul is sharing, and he says, before the foundation of the world, he chose you. And he called you to walk blameless. And it was his joy to do so. What does that tell me? That even though he knew the abuse that I would go through, and he knew the poor choices that I would make, he still chose me. And not only did he choose me, and not only did he talk about it because talk is cheap, but he proved it. The cross is the place,
la cruz es el lugar,
where you can always look and remember,
donde tú puedes mirar y recordarte.
He thought you were worth it.
Él pensó que tú valías.
Because while you were dead in your trespasses
porque
aun
cuando
sins,
estabas muerta en tus transgresiones y
pecado, Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, while you were dead,
mientras estabas muerto,
not when you came to church,
no cuando viniste a la iglesia,
not when you were praying and interceding,
no cuando oraste,
in tongues,
intercediste y hablabas en lengua,
while you were turned your back against him. He said, I'm willing to die for you.
Él te dijo, estoy dispuesto a morir.
He said, baby girl, I know you need a savior.
Amada, yo sé que necesitas un salvador.
I know you've been looking for someone to sweep you off your feet.
Sé que has buscado alguien que te, te
I know you've been looking.
Sé que has visto.
I know you've been looking for a bridegroom.
Sé que has buscado un novio.
And I'm going to prove my love
y yo
to you.
Te voy a demostrar mi amor.
She knew
ella sabía
that she could be transparent.
Que ella podía ser transparente.
You think she didn't think about her past when she was walking in?
¿Tú crees que ella no pensaba de su pasado mientras caminaba?
You think she wasn't thinking, man, what is he going to turn around and reject me perhaps?
¿Tú crees que no pensaba que decía, cuando llegue me va a rechazar?
But she said, I might as well just come with everything.
Digo, ¿qué nomás voy a venir con todo?
I've heard too many good things
he escuchado
about him.
Muchas cosas buenas.
If he can do it with them, he can
si
do it. And I'm here to testify, if the Lord can do it with me, he can do it with you. If the Lord hasn't given up on me, he's not going to give up on you. In order to be a worshiping bride,
en orden de ser una novia adoradora,
you have to learn how loved you are.
Tienes que saber qué tan amada eres.
And it happens through each encounter and experience.
Y esto sucede en cada encuentro y experiencia.
Romans chapter
8:38-39.
The apostle Paul says, I am convinced.
El apóstol Pablo dice, estoy convencido.
Are you convinced?
¿Estás convencida?
One person, praise God for
una
that.
Una persona.
Are you really convinced?
¿Verdaderamente estás convencido?
Like, when you go through hard times, do you begin to question a little bit, like, you know, man, if he loved me, man, why would I really be going through this?
Cuando pasas por momentos difíciles, no te cuestionas como que, si en verdaderamente me ama, ¿por qué paso por esto?
Is anybody human here? Just
¿alguien
me?
Aquí humana?
All right, just me, it's okay.
¿Nomás yo?
But I'm getting convinced.
Pero estoy siendo convencida.
He's persuading me through his spirit.
Él me está persuadiendo con su espíritu.
That neither death nor life.
Que ni la vida ni la muerte.
Neither angels nor demons.
Ni ángeles ni demonios.
Neither the present nor the future.
Ni lo presente ni lo futuro.
Nor any powers.
Ni cualquier poder.
Neither height nor depth.
Ni lo alto ni lo profundo.
Nor anything else in all creation.
Ni fuera de toda la creación.
Will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Podrá separarnos del amor de Dios que es en Cristo Jesús.
Nothing and no one can separate you from the
nada
love of God.
Y nadie te puede separar del amor de Dios.
The bride of Christ,
la novia de Cristo,
must know how fully loved she
tiene
is.
Tiene que entender qué tan amada es.
So
ella.
She can fully worship.
Para que ella pueda adorar completamente.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 through 19.
Efesios 3:18.
For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being.
Efesios 3:14. Por esta razón me arrodillo delante del Padre, de quien recibe nombre toda familia en el cielo y en la tierra. Le pido que por medio del Espíritu y con el poder que procede de sus gloriosas riquezas, la fortaleza a ustedes en lo de su ser.
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
Para que por fe Cristo habite en sus corazones, y pido que arraigados y cimentados en amor.
You may have the power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and deep is the love of God.
Puedan comprender junto con todos los creyentes cuán ancho y largo, alto y profundo es el amor de Cristo.
And to know that his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
En fin, que conozcan ese amor que sobrepasa nuestro conocimiento para que sean llenos de la plenitud de Dios.
Father, I pray that they hear me in the Spirit.
Padre, oro que me escuchen en el Espíritu.
He loves you when you pray.
Él te ama cuando oras.
And he loves you when you don't.
Y él te ama cuando no.
He loves you when you get things right.
Te ama cuando todo lo haces bien.
And he loves you when you don't.
Y cuando no.
The church must stop striving.
La iglesia tiene que parar de
trabajar.
De trabajar.
In what sense?
¿En qué sentido?
We feel like we have to perform to get loved.
Sentimos como que tenemos que
trabajar para ser amados.
Para ser amados.
And we learn this in the church sometimes.
Y esto lo aprendimos en la iglesia a veces.
Those that pray more,
eso los que oran más,
they're loved more.
Son amados más.
That's not true.
Eso no es verdad.
You are loved.
Tú eres amada.
The way Jesus is loved.
Es como Jesús es amado.
Regardless of what you do.
No importa lo que hagas.
This is why it's so important to stay at his feet.
Por eso es importante mantenernos en sus pies.
Because it's there that we can, the veil is removed.
Porque ahí es donde el velo es removido.
And I can see the way it truly is.
Y puedo ver verdaderamente.
I can see him rightly.
Verlo bien.
And say, oh,
y decir,
it has nothing to do with what I do.
No tiene nada que ver con lo que yo hago.
And absolutely everything to do with what you did.
Y tiene que ver todo lo que hiciste.
That's it.
Es todo.
For years.
Por años.
I struggled.
Batallé.
With just, gosh, I didn't pray today.
Híjole, hoy no oré.
Unclean, unclean.
Pues.
Inmunda.
Inmunda, inmunda.
Nobody touch me because I'm unclean.
Nadie me toque porque
no he orado.
No he orado.
But when I prayed,
pero cuando oré,
let me add him. What does that show you?
¿Qué es lo que te enseña
eso? That I depended on me, not
que yo
on
dependía
him.
En mí, no en él.
Just a few weeks ago,
hace unas semanas,
I shared it with my pastor.
Compartí esto con mi pastor.
I was sitting in my closet.
Estaba sentada en mi closet.
I have a little like desk in the corner.
Tengo como una escritura en la esquina.
And that's where I talk to the Lord.
Ahí es donde hablo con Dios.
And I'm sitting there talking to the Lord.
Y estoy hablando ahí con el Señor.
Like, God,
Dios,
show me, Lord.
Enséñame.
How can I love you more, Lord?
¿Cómo te puedo amar más?
You've been so good to me.
Has sido muy bueno conmigo.
And I hear the door and I'm like, oh, wow, okay, everybody's back home now.
Y escucho la puerta y lo,
it's gonna be over.
Ya regresaron todos. Aquí ya se acaba.
And Liam runs and opens.
Elian viene y abre la puerta.
He says, "Mama,
mamá,
te traje flores."
I brought you flowers,
and they were beautiful, by the way.
And muy hermosas.
And of course, Daddy bought them.
Claro, el papá lo compró.
But he's like, you know, I brought you flowers.
Pero dijo, mira, te traje flores.
And I felt the Spirit of the Lord speak to me.
Y sentí que el Espíritu me habló.
He says, "That simple."
Es tan simple.
Just let me love you.
Nomás déjame amarte.
And love me back with that love that I give to you.
Llámame de regreso con ese amor que te he dado.
You don't have anything to give to me.
Tú no tienes nada que darme.
Why do we love him?
¿Por qué le amamos?
Because he first loved us.
Porque el primero me amó.
And so that love that he pours into us,
so ese amor que nos da,
we just turn around like Liam.
Solamente nos volteamos
he didn't
como
pay
Liam.
For the flowers.
Él no pagó por las flores.
He didn't drive to the grocery store.
Él no manejó a la
His
tienda.
Daddy drove him to the
Su
grocery
papá
store.
Lo manejó.
He just received the flowers.
Él solamente recibió las
and
flores.
Then he gave them to me.
Y me las dio.
It was my money.
Era mi dinero.
Because we share bank accounts.
Porque compartimos cuentas.
That's another whole nother topic.
Ese es otro.
That's a marriage topic.
Eso es algo de matrimonio.
And he gave them to me so happy.
Y me los dio tan feliz.
There's nothing that you could bring the Lord.
No hay nada que le puedas traer a Dios.
That he didn't first give you.
Que él no primeramente te dio.
You could just come before him.
Puedes venir delante de él.
And can I just totally switch gears on you?
Puedo cambiar aquí un poco de
cambio.
De cambito.
That also means the bad things.
Eso también significa lo malo.
Okay, Lord, I give you my life, Lord.
Señor, te doy mi vida.
But not my past.
Pero no mi pasado.
Because it's so embarrassing.
Porque
you
es
know?
Tan vergonzoso.
All these things that I've done. And
todo esto que he hecho.
And the Lord's like, no.
Y el Señor te dice, no.
I didn't die for half of you.
Yo no morí por la mitad de ti.
I want all of you.
Te quiero a ti toda.
Yes, the one that gets angry starts throwing things everywhere.
Sí, la que se enoja empieza a aventar todo.
And then you walk into the church. Praise the Lord, saints.
Y lo entras a la iglesia.
You.
Dios les bendiga, santos.
He wants you.
Él, a ti te quiere.
Those of you that are mamas know what I'm talking
Las
about.
Las mamás saben lo que hablo.
Praise the Lord. In the car, you're all.
En el carro vas.
He loves you.
Él te ama.
He wants you.
Él te quiere.
But he wants all of you.
Pero quiere todo de ti.
And I want to ask you something.
Y te quiero preguntar algo.
And I pray you would just respond to the Holy Spirit.
Y oro que le respondas al Espíritu Santo.
Are there some things that you've not given to the Lord?
¿Hay algo que tú no le has dado a Dios?
That's also part of worship.
Eso es parte de la adoración.
Giving it all to Him.
Dándole todo a Él.
And as I open up this altar,
y mientras abro este altar,
I want you to come in.
Quiero que vengas.
Look at Him alone.
Míralo solamente a Él.
And say yes.
Y dile sí.
There are some things that I've withheld from you.
Si hay cosas que yo he detenido de ti,
I'm going to give them to you.
Te las entrego.
I surrender all to you.
Las entrego todas a ti.
I want you to stand to your feet. Burning Lamp Church.